Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, thank you for that introduction, Madeline, and thanks for joining me for day four as we talk about wisdom in this week's weekday meditation. In the little book of James in chapter 1, we've been living there since the first day. If you haven't listened to the first three, I encourage you to go back and listen to these and get caught up. You don't have to do them on a particular day, but just go back and check up on what's been talked about and what we've been praying about through this time in James as we talk about wisdom this week. In chapter 1, verse 19, James writes these words, "Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters, you must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires." Now, I want to stop right there and say that James really kind of cuts to the core for many of us here, especially when it comes to meditation. So he says, listen to all of us. He's speaking to believers like I am as we talk about meditation. And he says, be quick to listen and be slow to speak. So in other words, the recognition God gave us two ears, one mouth, and there's a reason for that. And he says, so let's be careful because our mouth will get us in trouble. And then he says, and be slow to get angry, that human anger never produces the righteousness God desires. Now, here's the big key, and there's one word that I want you to focus on, and then two words I want you to write down. The first word to focus on is righteousness, recognizing that none of us are good. The only thing good about us is the presence of Christ in us, and the two words are God desires. God desires that we might have his righteousness, and one of the ways he says to be sure that that happens is don't let anger own us. And one way that we can be sure to be slow to get angry is to listen more and talk less. So today, in that spirit, let's jump right into our time of meditation and let's get our breath focused and remove ourselves from the hustle, bustle, and noise of the world and enter into a state of peace and quietude so that we can hear from the Lord. Let's draw a couple of breaths. You ready? This time, draw it in deeply through your nose and hold it and send that life-giving oxygen into your body where you feel like your soul needs it most. And then force that out as if you're forcing out every anxiety and every fear that might be in your life. You ready? Let's do that one more time. You ready? Lord, would you give every listener the ability to listen to you that we might speak less today and hear more from you in our vertical relationship, and that we might speak less and listen more in our horizontal relationships so that we might be in perfect harmony with how you want and you desire to give us your righteousness. So right now, my friend, let's just stop, and I'm going to mind the time and allow you to just hear from the Lord. Listen for his voice. Listen for his prompting. Occasionally listen if he's nudging you or pulling you, but be aware that the Spirit of God wants to speak into your life. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes, and enjoy. and I'm back. And I know you've had a good time listening to the Lord. There's nothing like just creating a couple of minutes to have a time of quietude and solitude that gets you focused and prepared for the day, especially when that solitude and quietude is focused on the Lord, knowing that God desires to give you wisdom and His righteousness. Have a great day today, and I look forward to seeing you back for day 5 for our series on wisdom tomorrow. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Bye now.